Let's bring in Dr. Adam Brown, emergency room physician and COVID-19 National Task Force Chair, and also from Envision Healthcare. It's good to have you here. When we talk about all of these different things that are going on, it boils back down to wear a mask. But then it boils down to what kind of mask. And I was joking with friends today. I guess the new insurance, the mandate is that the government will make sure your insurance company covers at least 8 home testing kits a month, if you can get them. Where do you want to begin? I mean, there's a shortage of masks, the testing kits there's a shortage of. At what point do we just throw our hands up?
Well, I don't suggest throwing our hands up right yet, but it is complicated. What I will say is that anytime that there is a public health type of emergency or a longstanding crisis like that we've had, there is not going to be a silver bullet. There has to be a multi-pronged approach. And so we need to implement those pieces of the puzzle where we can while we're waiting for other things to come in supply. So for example, I brought my KN95 mask here. I've upgraded my mask when I'm mobilizing myself around Washington, D.C. Even when I have friends come over, we're wearing a KN95 mask here in my house, because this virus is so transmissible. But to your point about testing, testing is also an important component. And so some areas, like here in Washington, D.C., they have implemented a citywide policy of distributing tests in libraries as well as at firehouses to go in concert with what the Biden administration is planning to do with testing. And so when you take all of these things together, vaccines, testing, masking, ventilation, those can significantly reduce down the spread. But any one of those things alone is not going to prevent the transmission of the virus.
Dr. Brown, this is Emily here. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. A record number of Americans were hospitalized with COVID at well over 140,000 across the U.S. as of this weekend. What do you think needs to change in order to reduce the strain to hospitals and bring down some of these case counts that are resulting in hospitalizations?
Sure. Well, remember that cases are the first thing to happen, and hospitals happened a few weeks later. And so I expect, Emily, to see that number continuing to rise over the next couple of weeks, which is frankly quite frightening. So we need to do a number of things in our communities, especially where the virus is spreading significantly, to reduce transmission. That's one of the reasons why I think that we're seeing a more concerted effort in changing the guidelines around masking to an upgraded mask like a KN95. Or an N95 mask, and also increasing testing capabilities. Because the more or the less people that get the virus, the less people that inundate our hospitals once they are sick. Of course, getting vaccinated and boosted is a very important component as well. So those are some of the basic things that we need to do to reduce the spread of the virus. But what I've been encouraging a lot of my clinical leaders around the country is also thinking about other ways to intake patients into the hospital, meaning ways to see those patients in different ways, meaning more quickly so that they can triage who is sick and who is not sick so they can more effectively take care of the patients that are truly ill and very sick and need to be admitted. But I must say that the healthcare system is in a real, real strain right now because of just the sheer number of patients that are showing up in our emergency departments and in our hospitals.
I read an article today that pointed out there's a whole bunch of people who think, you know what, just go get Omicron and get over it. Ignorant, perhaps, of the fact that this is still a very deadly, serious disease, even if you're vaccinated. Talked about the vaccinated can get long COVID, that the amount of congestion you get can make it very difficult to breathe. For those who are vaccinated, what warnings do you have about that attitude of, you know what, if I get it, it'll help, you know, I'll get some kind of super immunity?
I cannot disagree with that idea strongly enough. I had COVID during the summer, and I still am not back to where I was over the summer with my exercise tolerance. And I was vaccinated as well and had a breakthrough infection. And so while some people say that Omicron is mild, which frankly, that needs to be eradicated from our lexicon at the moment when we are talking about Omicron, I highly encourage people not to do that. More studies are coming out, Adam, showing that there are long COVID symptoms in a large portion of patients and also with children as well. So we need to do what we can to prevent getting the virus. And if we do, we need to limit the spread to other people. So I disagree with that strongly, especially seeing some of the evidence that's coming out about long COVID symptoms. Even long COVID symptoms with people have relatively more simple cases that are more aligned to cold. But I have a lot of colleagues and friends that are vaccinated and boosted that also have COVID as a breakthrough or Omicron that are having pretty significant illness. This is not just between a case of someone having something that's you live with it or you die with it. There's a lot of area in between getting hospitalized and having significant disruptions to your life and to your health. So I don't think that's a great plan.
Dr. Brown, executives at Pfizer and Moderna have recently been discussing needing potentially another booster shot later this year to continue providing robust protection. So do you expect to see that we will be needing additional doses of a COVID-19 vaccine later this year or perhaps in additional years down the line as this virus evolves?
Well, the short answer is I think that's the case. You know, it's only been a few months and many people have gotten boosters. And so there's studies that are ongoing that are looking at the antibody levels within the body and also seeing how the body responds to various variants that come along. We already know that the vaccines that people got over the summer were slightly less responsive to Delta and now with Omicron are slightly less responsive to, than that. So I expect as more variants come online, which there will be more variants, there may have to be some modifications made to the vaccine, or there may need to be more boosting that occurs. As a matter of fact, the CDC is looking at even a fourth dose of vaccine for immunocompromised individuals. And then in other countries like Israel, for example, they're looking at a fourth dose of vaccine for older individuals as well. So I do expect, Emily, to answer your question more simply, is that we will likely have to continue to get vaccinated just like we do with the flu vaccine every year. And there may have to be modifications to those vaccines or there may be straight boosts from an original form of vaccine. And so that we'll have to see as more studies come online.
We appreciate your joining us always. Dr. Adam Brown is an emergency physician and COVID-19 National Task Force Chair with Envision Healthcare. All the best to you.